1727, through Zinzendorf, there was Moravian revival.
1727, in New Brunswick, the Shenling did the same thing.
At the same year, 1727, the Holy Spirit did the same work in New Brunswick.
到了 1738年的时候,
you see that the revival from Zinzendorf is supposed to cool down.
但是威士约翰怎么说?
But how did John
Wesley say?
After 11 years, he visited that place for Hernhut. After 11 years, how did he write? I hope that I'll dwell here forever.
但愿我所看见的基督教能充满全世界。
I hope the Christianity I saw was like the water filled up the ocean.
就在同一年,
at the same year.
在英国就借着威士利约翰就把复兴的火就点起来。
In England, God through George, John Wesley, he kindled the fire.
所以西不西就是谁?
Isn't that amazing?
先是马丁路德。
那么而且如果你今天到叫什么叫塞兰，就到叫知道柏林港那个地方，还有塞金道山区。这个是在1727年在德国在欧洲大陆神所兴起的大的决心。 That was a great awakening that God did at 1727. But God did not, was not. There's a person called Flynn Heisen. He's also a German. These both were Germans. Not only they were Germans, they were also the descendants from
Heisen.
How Zinzendorf was like, he was a
singer. Nobody
knew how he looked like.
他属于那个地步, 他没有相片, 他儿子也没有相片。
He was so spiritual, he had no picture of his himself. And
不过, 今天 Rogers 一定要想到他。
But when you talk about Rogers, people want to remember him.
这个大概是画家画的样子。
So he's imagination of artists.
你看见吗? 这个叫富鲁林凯森。
This person fulfilling At 1720, he came to America. Why? Because there was a need here. They hope that they can hire someone from German who can speak Dutch.
那结果没有想到他是一个
But they did not expect that he was a pious.
所以他来是1920,
When he came, it was 1620年的时候，around 1720年的时候，他刚好大学毕业，结果就到了杜塞尔多，他就到了一个博物馆，他看见一幅图画，主耶稣钉十字架的图。 There was a painting of Jesus.
那下面有两行字,
and there were two rows of words.
为你我舍生命,
it says, for you I gave my life.
那为我你把生命给我,
what have you done for me?
就这两句话,
these two rows of words.
So
somebody tap on his shoulder.
他才知道说现在博物馆也关门了。
They realized the museum was about to close.
就在那一天,
it's on that day.
他把自己奉献。
He consecrated himself.
大概就同一个时候,
around the same
time, 另外一个德国人,
another German,
就从德国就跑到了 New Jersey.
Came from German to New Jersey.
那么那个时候 New Jersey 最重要的灵魂是什么地方?
And where was the most important place in New Jersey at the time?
最重要的灵魂就是有一条河。
The most important place is a river.
那个叫 Raritan River.
It's called Raritan River.
因为很多印第安人本来在 Staten Island.
Because so many American Indians were originally at Staten Island.
他一坐船，很快就到了那条河。
They would sail to that river.
所以那条河实在说来就是他们来来往往。
So that was the river that they trafficked a very.
那美国革命的时候，美国革命的时候，这是一条很重要的。
During American Revolution, that was a very important river.
结果那个时候呢，神就把就是把这个把这 Billy Hyson 就带到了美国。
So at that time, God brought Billy Hyson to America.
好，下面讲图。那么我们刚才讲过，1727年，不是火点起来了。
The revival fire revival.
11年以后
，After 11 years，
你看见了 John Wesley。
You see John Wesley。
那么来做见证。
He was testifying。
而且英国复兴火就点起来。
And the fire of revival kindled in England。
这个复兴的火怎么点起来
？How was that fire kindled？
最早是他点起来。
Earlier time was from him.
Both
of them were from the Church of England.
They both knew. 你如果说圣品人，不可以到处讲道。
If you are a clergy, you cannot preach around things.
但是他有个感觉，觉得这些矿工啊，普通没有衣服可以到礼拜堂。
But he had a feeling that all these miners, they have no proper clothing to go to the church.
所以如果他们不能到教会，教会应该到他们的。
So if they cannot go to the church is supposed to be brought to them.
所以他在 Bristol 一个地方就传福音。
So he was preaching gospel at Bristol.
周围通通是矿工。
There were all miners around the area.
刚开始几百个来听到。
In the beginning, there were a few hundred people.
后来几千人。
And then several thousand.
那这些人从矿场里面出来，脸都是黑的。
They came out from the mine and they were.
圣灵大做工，结果每个人脸都不是黑的，而且是花的。
And they, when they've been touched, all their faces were.
为什么是花的呢？因为他们眼泪流满面的。
Because they shed their tears.
圣灵大大的做工。
And the Holy Spirit did a great work.
那个时候他们在美国了。
Then he went to United
States. 要来我们这里美国，那结果他就赶快就通知他们。
So they just notified him.
那我要走，你们赶快来这个来收割。
He said, "I'm gonna leave now. Come together to harvest."
他们两个人不大敢，那个兄弟不大敢。
And they didn't dare to.
说我们要寻求神。
They said, "We have to seek the will of God."
他们不见得比我们高明多少。
They may not know more than we do.
他们把闭上眼睛。
They just closed their eyes.
手打开，手这一指，哎，他指的每个地方都是死这个词。
Every word that they point has the word death.
我们不能去，我们绝对不能去。
Oh, no, cannot go, cannot go.
但是后来他们顺服了。
And they later on obeyed.
他们说我若死就死了。
They say if I die, I die.
你看，这是以色列的祷告。
That's the prayer of Esther.
幸好他们顺服了。
And fortunately that they.
结果那把火就是英国大复兴的火。
So that fire was the fire of the revival.
那是1638年。
That was story of 1638.
从此以后，英国大复兴就免去了像法国那样流血的革命。
And because of the great revival in England, there was no story in England like the great revolution.
是欧洲大陆大卷是谁去丰收的？是威士利海。
So who went to receive the harvest in the great continent of Europe?
那么在这里，美国也做了好早就有工作了。
And God also did a work here in America.
谁来接收的？
Who came to receive the harvest? That was George Whitfield.
他说我要到美国去了。
He said, I'm going to America.
他不是来观光的。
He was not here for sure.
谁要用他？一个在欧洲，一个在美国。
One was in Europe, one was in America.
你看，在大西洋两岸都很清楚，很清楚。
A different set of Atlantic.
你能说这是碰巧的吗？
Don't you think?
这个不可能是碰巧的。
That couldn't be the coincidence.
所以当他来的时候。
So when he came.
好了，他有个好朋友叫 Franklin。
He had a good friend called Benjamin Franklin.
他是个科学家。
He was a scientist.
他很好奇，他怎么一讲到不用麦克风，很多人听得见。
He was amazing. Why was when he preached that he didn't use microphone?
如果下一次我们有机会，如果还有一次也教会研习之旅的话
，If we have another church history study tour,
我们应该过一个晚上。
We have to spend a night.
我们应该好好看看 Philadelphia.
We have to really visit Philadelphia.
那离开这个 Delaware 河不远的地方。
Not far away from Delaware River.
就是他讲到的。
Where he was.
有好几条 street 啊。
There was some.
而且 Franklin 就住在附近。
And Benjamin Franklin lived around the area.
所以他是用科学的办法知道说他到底不用麦克风给多少人讲到。
He used a scientific method to measure why he could preach without.
他的答案很简单。
And the answer was simple.
2万人。
Because 20,000
people. 所以 John Wesley 不管到哪里都是对好多人讲道。
No matter where he go, he just could preach to so many people.
神给他一个恩赐，对不对？
God gave him
不用麦克风就可以对这么多人讲道。
He didn't need microphone. He could preach to so many.
他在弗莱当麦只认识 Franklin 啊。
But in Philadelphia, he only knew Franklin.
如果要带起复兴的火，就一定是这个火老早就烧好了。
If he wants to kindle the fire of revival, that fire is supposed to be prepared.
结果呢，他就到了 New Brunswick.
So he went to New Brunswick.
他先碰到 Gilbert Tennant， 我们刚才讲过 Gilbert Tennant。
He first met Gilbert Tennant.
这一碰就对了。
And that's the right match.
因为复兴的火已经在那里烧了。
Because the fire of revival was already burning.
他还不知道啊。
He did not even know.
所以第二天 ，Gilbert 说好，我们一起跟你到纽约去。
Gilbert said, "Oh, I'll go to New York with you."
那到纽约有什么不好
？What's wrong with that?
他是 Church of England.
He's from Church of England.
所以如果到曼哈顿，但是曼哈顿就在华尔街这个尾巴有一个礼拜堂，是叫 Trinity 礼拜堂。
You see that at the tip of Wall Street, there is a church called Trinity Church.
那 Trinity is Church of England.
It must be from the Church of England.
所以他认为说，如果我去的话，这个门一定为我打开的。
He thought that if I go there, the door will be open for me.
你知道，是 Columbia 大学最早就在那里开始。
So you know the Columbia University started from there.
好了，他以为没有问题。
He thought that there would be no problem.
结果没有想到关门。
Unexpectedly,
没有人要欢迎他。
Nobody welcomed him.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
就是借着 Gilbert 他们所认识的这些。
To the people that know Gilbert,
因为火已经烧起来了
because the fire was already started.
所以呢，你看，不光是他，
so not only him,
不光是林海森，
not failing heights, not
还有 Gilbert， 他父亲不是训练了十七个人吗？
And Gilbert, his father trained 17.
个个都是 revivalists.
Each one of them were revivalists.
所以很自然的就把复兴的火就点起来。
So naturally, they kindled the fire of revival.
然后 George Whitfield 说我要到 Boston 那。
And George Whitfield said, I'm going to Boston.
就碰到 Jonathan Edwards.
So he met Jonathan Edwards.
他们是自理会的 congregationalist.
They were congregationalists.
那么我们知道这个神大用他们。
And God used them greatly.
结果最后在 Boston.
So in Boston.
23,000人来聚会。
23,000 people came together.
那个比 Boston 人不知道多多少。
So that was so much, so many more people than the people in Boston. After that,
George Whitfield 就把整个工作就交给 Gilbert Tennant.
George Whitfield just commit Gilbert Tennant his work.
所以你看，从南到北，这复兴的火就点起来。
You see that the fire of revival kindled from south to north.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget.
最早复兴点起来是在纽泽西。
The earliest place that was kindled the fire was in New Jersey.
好，下面。
Next picture.
这个叫做拉里丹河，就 Raritan River。
You see, this is Raritan River.
那么这条河现在你大看不见，你根本看不见。
You cannot see the river nowadays.
但是这条河呢，有上游、有中游、有下游。
You see the upper stream, middle stream, and the lower stream.
那明天呢，我会到一个地方叫 Somerville。
Tomorrow we're going to a place called Somerville.
那中午是在餐馆吃饭，大家不要再带，大家不要带东西。有的人还，我听说有的人还想说明天就自己带便当呢。其实你付的钱里面已经包括中饭。
The money you pay for is including lunch.
所以明天早上跟中午都在 Somerville.
So in the morning, tomorrow and afternoon we're at.
那就是等到我们的等到弗鲁林海森来到这里的时候。
So until Franklin Heisen came here.
他们为什么要叫他来呢
？Why would they call him here？
原来这些人都是讲荷兰话。
Because all these people speak Dutch.
他们本来是 Dutch Reform.
They were Dutch Reform.
这个 Dutch Reform 是最早来到。Manhattan 来到 Brooklyn.
The Dutch reformers were the ones who came to Manhattan.
他们洗头受逼迫。
They were under persecution.
现在第二代、第三代他们成功了。
Now the second and third generation succeeded.
他们觉得布鲁林太小了。
They thought that Brooklyn.
我们要找到更好的地方。
They have to find a better place.
他们终于找到了这条河。
So they found this river.
那最早他们看上的就是 New Brunswick.
And they just liked the place New Brunswick as a very good place.
是两边都有很多很好的土地。
And then the land was fertile.
所以他们有沿着这河慢慢就往就到上面去。
So they travel upwards to the upper.
所以那个时候 Dutch Reform 有四个地方聚会。
Oh, there were four gathering places.
那一个在 Rutgers， 今天的 Rutgers 这个地方。
One is at Rutgers today.
还有一个地方叫做 Six Mile Run。
Another place called Six Mile Run.
还有明天我们去中饭的地方叫 Somerville。
Tomorrow we're going to have lunch at Somerville.
那个时候叫 Raritan， 那个不叫拉里丹。然后呢，一个就是 North Branch。
And another one is called North Branch.
所以那个时候一共有四个地方邀请这个人。
So four places invite them here.
你明白吗？那么当然，他最早就到了纽约。
At the earliest time they came to
Europe. 那当然有 Dutch Reform.
Of course, there were Dutch Reformers.
结果很快他就发现说这一帮人通通非常好。
And quickly he discovered that all these people were falling.
因为所有住在这个地方的。
Because all the people that live around.
他们还是爱他们的世界。
They still love the world.
他们还是要种田。
They still want to do the farming.
那礼拜天非做礼拜不可。
They have to go to the church.
这礼拜他们。